If you guys have your Bibles, we're going to be in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 today. We're just going to look at one verse, but we're really here to celebrate the fact that He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
So Jesus, we come before You, our risen Savior, and we ask that You will be alive in our lives. Lord, there are times that look like the cross, there are times that look like the tombs, and there are times that look like Palm Sunday. But Lord, all of those make sense from the fact that You are risen. Lord, we believe this in faith. We believe it indeed. We are doing our best to believe this with our whole heart. So Jesus, be with us now and speak to us and just be in our presence. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, I'm going to read this scripture, and then we're going to just kind of get into the fact that we're living in Easter, and we're going to look at the Easter season as we do this. But this is the verse that's been on my heart all week, 1 Corinthians 15, 14 through 19. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is in vain. We are even found to be misrepresenting God because we testify about God that He raised Christ, whom He did not raise, if it is true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied. So I woke up this morning, I looked in the tomb, and guess what? It was empty. Amen. It was empty because He is risen. He is risen indeed. And so I believe this with my whole heart. I believe this with my whole heart that the tomb is empty with all my being. If Jesus isn't alive, then my whole life, everything that I've strived for in life, is complete and utter foolishness. Right? And same with you guys as well. In faith, we believe that Jesus is alive. And though, although I've seen this work of resurrection in my own life and with my own eyes, maybe not the exact resurrection of Jesus, but the one thing I love about this message, and Jen, we mentioned it before we came in here, we've talked about this many times actually, this message was first preached by the women in Jesus' life. Right? Jesus, early in the morning, the women early in the morning, went to the tomb to honor and bless Jesus. That's what they were going to do. They were going to do this as an act of just simply honoring Him. And in doing so, they discovered that Jesus was not there. That in fact, the tomb was empty, and they were crying because they believed that someone stole the body. Then an angel spoke to Mary, and Jesus appeared to her, and Jesus asked her, "Why are you weeping?" Well, we know why she was weeping. Jesus isn't there. Like, He just died. Like, her whole world is in like Holy Saturday, where it's just like, I don't know what happened to Him. I don't know. And then Jesus asks her, "Who are you looking for?" Well, of course, looking for Jesus. Like, I hope that we all are, by all our name. And then Jesus did something so simple. He called her by name, Mary. Mary. It was at this naming that Mary recognized Jesus. And I love this fact about Jesus because as the risen Christ, we might not recognize Him sometimes. We might not recognize all His works and who He is. Over and over as Jesus appears, not everybody recognized Him right away. But then Jesus named Mary. Mary recognized Jesus. Jesus told her, "Go and tell the brothers." And you know what she did? She did. She went and she ran and she said, "I have seen the Lord." And then told them that she had seen Him and what she had seen. And as she was excited about this news and about seeing Jesus and Jesus is alive, we have seen Jesus' resurrection in our own life. And we'll get into that in a minute. But then Peter and John ran to the tomb. Right? They ran to, I love the Gospel of John because John says he beat Peter in a foot race. And that's hilarious to me. It's just a quirky little detail that I really appreciate. But he beat Peter to the tomb. But Jesus, who had just been killed on the cross, Jesus, who was buried in the tomb, is now alive. he has resurrected from the dead. And then this message has been spread throughout the known world ever since. As we were talking about this morning, Steve, this is the words, he is risen. And believing that in our hearts is the most important words the world has ever known. Because we don't serve a God that's dead. Amen. We serve one that can raise people up from the dead. We serve a God who can defeat death. And if he can defeat death, what else is there that he can't overcome? So let me back up. Let us take us through this idea of the Easter season. So when I say that, you can include Lent if you'd like, but I'm particularly talking about Palm Sunday, when we yell Hosanna, Hosanna, lay our trees down. Good Friday, where we celebrate the death of Jesus. And then Holy Saturday, which I didn't do a very good job celebrating this year because it's loud in our house and all that stuff. But this idea of Holy Saturday, where Jesus is in the tomb, and then the resurrection in Resurrection Sunday. And we're going to look at this as a whole. I don't want us to lose sight of this. Palm Sunday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and Easter, because we live a lot in the same cycles and we can be each be in different places even today. So let's say this, Palm Sunday, Jesus comes into Jerusalem riding on a donkey, right? He is humble, and yet we celebrate him as king. The first people there would throw down their coats, their blankets, whatever they had, palm branches. They would have recognized him as the one who is king. He had done all these great things that many people had heard about, not just the miracles, but raising Lazarus from the dead. And they had seen things that Jesus had done with some of them with their own eyes. And you know what they did? Worship was given. Worship was given. Celebration was to be had. It was a beautiful thing because Jesus had arrived. He's going to be king. And they believed that he was going to go be king forever. He's going to shake up the status quo. He's going to free the people from oppression. We can say this for us too, right? He's going to deliver us from one kingdom, but not only deliver us from that kingdom, he's going to deliver us into his kingdom, which may it reign forevermore. Jesus arrived on that donkey, and when he did, there was a shift in the way people thought about him. There was a belief that Jesus would come to town, set up a kingdom, rule and reign forever. And that's true. But even though throughout the week they would have seen evidence that, yeah, okay, yep, there he is. He's setting, he's going against the power structures. He's fighting these things. He really is the Messiah. He's really the promised one of God, the one who would deliver the people once and for all. All of this is true. Jesus, much anticipated. Jesus, who is much celebrated. Jesus, who has had much speculation about his words and his actions. He is reassuring to many that he is truly Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Messiah, the promised one that they were all waiting for. So we can take this Palm Sunday and recognize it in our own lives, can't we? There are times when we are so certain that Jesus is the Christ. We are so certain that Jesus is the Christ. We celebrate him. We sing about him. We worship him. We think that he's going to come up and set his kingdom and rule and reign. But the problem is, just like the people in that time, we see Jesus go to trial. We see him put on trial by this world. We see questions maybe from certain people, and we can maybe sit back and go, oh, these are valid. Or maybe they're the questions of our own doubts and our own fears and our own worries that we give into at times. We want Jesus to be king, but he's not ruling and doing the things exactly the way that we want him to. So then we get to Good Friday and the trial and the crucifixion and the beating. We call it good, but we call it good only through the light of Easter. Amen? Without the resurrection, our faith would likely be as dead as a corpse that was hung on the cross. At the cross, the people were met with the terms of their faith. The original people didn't understand the cross. Much as there are times when we don't understand the cross's working in our own life. We understand this in retrospect, that as what Jesus did for us, but sometimes it is hard to recognize in our own lives when we meet with death and death is staring you face to face. It's difficult for us, right? Maybe this is the death of a loved one who wasn't supposed to die, wasn't supposed to get cancer, wasn't supposed to have an accident, wasn't supposed to have whatever that was happen to them. Maybe it was a death of a dream or a hope where we just like this thing we were just hoping for and then it totally dies and totally collapses. Maybe it's this. This happens to so many Christians. It happens to us. Maybe it's death of an unanswered prayer. One that we're just like, well, Jesus is never going to answer that. And we just die to it and we just walk away from it, right? And maybe it's the death in the way that we thought Jesus would act. Like we are praying and we expect him to come do this thing, but it just isn't working out like that. Or maybe it's even the death in the way that we thought the church would act. And it's not working the way that we thought the church, the bride of Christ, should be in and amongst this world as salt and light. There are many ways that death reveals its ugly head in our lives. There are many ways that we miss what Jesus is doing because we can't see the whole picture. In too many ways, we don't believe that Jesus can or will act because he didn't act like we expected. This is true in our life, yet Jesus is king. We think the kingdom will be made sometimes, if we're honest. We think the kingdom will be made in our image, but it's not. When we don't get away, when there are times when we leave Jesus on the cross, not because he's died for our sins, although that's true, but because death has seemed to take over our mind, and this leads us to Holy Saturday. On Holy Saturday, this is the day when Jesus was buried in the tomb and he was laying in the tomb. Imagine his disciples on this day, the ones who were walking with him for 3 years, saw him do all these miracles, saw him raise Lazarus from the dead just a few weeks prior. Imagine the crowds that had once celebrated him earlier in the week as king. Oh yes, you're the king, Hosanna, Hosanna, laying down their coats. And then they watched the trial. Some of them, the crowd shouted, crucify him, crucify him. And some of them did it out of their own free will because they thought that would be best. Some of them did it because they were goaded by the leaders of that day. But here he is, this man, as they thought, and he's buried. His lifeless body was buried and it was taken out of our lives. If this is us, and in a way, we live here all the time. We live in an already but not yet. We believe that Jesus is coming back, but we don't see it all the time. When we live in light of our King as King, and yet we don't see the whole picture, when we know that he died for our sins, but don't live fully in the light of his resurrection, we live with questions that we would love for Jesus to raise up and answer. Amen. Why, Jesus? Why not this? Who are you? All these types of things. What are you doing? Have you guys ever asked that one? This day, Saturday, is where I find myself at times. When death comes, when prayers go unanswered, when I don't understand, which is most of the time, what Jesus is doing or how he is acting. We celebrate him as king still. We celebrate him as king, and yet he seems to be dead and buried, and we just want him to come alive. I find that Holy Saturday is filled with questions, and we can ask those in honesty, questions about Jesus, questions about our sanity in believing in Jesus, right? And questions about how he is king, and then what should we do as we serve him as king? In Holy Saturday, we can feel unseen. You guys ever felt unseen? I know I have. We can feel misunderstood. We can feel left without knowing, and we can feel blind at times, not sure of our way, not sure of all that we should believe. And in Holy Saturday, there's this beautiful thing that we're doing, even though it's not comfortable, we're waiting. We don't know what resurrection is going to look like in any given section, in any given situation, or as a whole trajectory for our lives, because we're all in different places. But here at Grace and Mercy, we say, he is risen with the reply,
he is risen indeed.
Because we're not fools. Because we believe that his resurrection is true. Our lives are not wasted. Amen? Because we believe this by faith that Jesus, he is more true than death. He is more true than his burial. Because if Jesus' resurrection is unreal, then all our hopes, all our faith is dead. And we are fools. However, by faith, we believe that Jesus is alive. Amen? His tomb is empty, and it has been so since Mary's first declaration, I have seen the Lord. I don't believe that we are fools for believing this. We receive this resurrection by faith. We don't see Jesus bodily today, and yet we believe that he is with us. Amen? We believe that he is alive. We believe that we say, Lord, please be with us. What does he do? He shows up. That he is working in our hearts and our lives. He is working on us and with us. Jesus is present with us by the power of the Holy Spirit in word and in deed. And in that, we can say with Mary, I have seen the Lord. We declare it by faith. We receive it in faith, and we carry on. We carry it in great faith that God, our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, is in fact alive, and he is well. He is our King, and our King is very much alive. Amen? This resurrection of Jesus is our life. This is what we get to do. It can be put to death. It can put to death all our fears, as well as all our sins. We believe Palm Sunday. Why? Because of Easter Sunday. Amen? We call the death of Jesus what? Good Friday. Why? Because we can see it in the light of the resurrection, that it is good that Jesus went to his death and what his death bought for us. We endure Holy Saturday and all the moments that we go through that because we know that Jesus is alive and he might appear at any moment and change things up. Resurrection Sunday is proof of the fact that Jesus gives us a new day. When? Every day. His mercies are what? Every morning. New, right? Not just any new day, but a new day in accordance with what Jesus wants for our life. A day that transfers us from the realm of darkness into the world of his glorious light, and in his light there is life. Even if the life isn't easy, it is new. And he's making us brand new over and over and over because it is a different life than the one that our flesh wants to live. And through Jesus, we too stand in judgment. When we stand at the perfection of Jesus, you know what happens? We look at his perfection and we are found guilty. All our wickedness of thought, all our motives, all our deeds, all our words, all our actions, maybe not all of them, but a lot of them. And then, you know what Jesus says? This is a hard concept for us to understand. I see it all, and I'll take their punishment. I will go to the cross for those sins so that they don't have to. For all the misgivings, for even their lack of faith, even their lack of foresight in what I'm doing, even though I said what I'm doing for them is good, I have seen all of them, the good, the bad, the ugly, and I will take their punishment. I will stand in their place. Everything that we have done is laid in front of Jesus' perfection and his complete innocence. He takes our sins and all of our punishment to the cross, and he takes our punishment and he gives us the only gift that only he can give, the gift of life, the gift of his life. He takes our punishment and he gives us grace. And you know what we get to do? Receive it. This gift isn't based upon you. You can't raise anybody from the dead, can you? Have you ever tried? It's not possible. It all relies on the one that we worship, the one we know is King, and the one that we celebrate is King, and his name is Jesus. It is his grace given to us through his life, through his death, through his burial, and his resurrection. And in his grace, and he wants us to live in light of his grace. He wants the grace to rise up in our lives, to change us, to live holy lives. He wants us to do this out of joy, not out of duty. We can't pay him back for what he's done for us. He wants us to know that we cannot earn this gift. We can take it. We can receive it. It is given freely, but we cannot earn it. You know why? Because if something's so valuable, it cheapens it to sell it, doesn't it? It cheapens it to sell it. But this gift is worth so much, and it has happened apart from humanity. So let us receive this gift of grace from the resurrected Jesus, the one who is not dead, the one that we celebrate as King, is truly the King. So our lives can be offered up as a what? Living sacrifice, the scriptures tell us. A life that is lived in light of Jesus' resurrection, and the possibilities that that life brings are different than we might understand. It is a life lived of gratitude for this miracle and this grace that he has given us. This whole life is not seen from the outside. Not everything that we do for Jesus can be seen in our actions, because just as we heard on Good Friday, Jesus does want us to clean the inside of the cup, not just the outside. And he is doing that in our lives. And we won't see all the changes, but we can receive them by faith. Amen. God is renewing our heart, and he is making it clean and wholly devoted to him. He is changing our mind, and he is giving us new perspectives and new ways to think about things and new ways to act. And this work that he is doing in and through us, it takes practice. But we can think about it like this. It's resurrection practice. Let us make a practice of living out our faith in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You know why? Because we're not fools. We are not fools. We are wise to believe and trust in this everlasting work of Jesus. If we have a desire to be changed by Jesus, that is good, because it is a desire that he has placed in us, and because he has a desire to change us. So, in light of resurrection, let us go back to Palm Sunday. Jesus that we worshiped, he really is the King. Doesn't act like we always want him to act, but all our worship is rightly placed in this Jesus. All the hope of his kingship and his kingdom are real and good, because he is risen.
He's risen indeed.
Amen. So, and in light of the resurrection, let us go back to Good Friday. Jesus died in your place. He died in our place. He took the punishment that we deserve. He took it upon us, for us. And Jesus' death is good. It is good because it is the only way that we can live a life with God that we have with Jesus. And that is the life that he wants for us, because he is risen.
He is risen indeed.
And in light of the resurrection, let's go back to Holy Sunday or Saturday for a minute and live in the anticipation that Jesus will rise. Jesus will rise. Jesus is going to act. He is acting even now. And we may not know how or when or why, but we can trust that he is at work. You know why? Because he is risen.
He is risen indeed.
So let us live as wise in the light of Jesus' resurrection. Amen. Let us practice this resurrection in our life, because he is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Jesus, help us live in light of your resurrection. In Jesus' name, amen.